Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel files a federal lawsuit against the state of Maine on behalf of Calvary Chapel of Bangor. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this lawsuit on behalf of Calvary Chapel and its pastor, Ken Graves, is against the state of Maine, and the governor, of course, is Janet Mills. This governor, in her executive orders, has all kinds of things that she says are essential, including any non-religious entities that include liquor stores, marijuana dispensaries, warehouse clubs, big box, and super centers. And they can accommodate people without threat of criminal sanctions, without these kinds of limits.
Now, explain to me how a marijuana dispensary is essential, but not a church.
And why is an abortion clinic essential? And
where does that reasoning come from?
I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
So what the governor of Maine has done is there is no services, no parking lot services, no in-person services allowed. That's right, none. Despite what you might read in the media, there's nothing allowed. Why? Well, she says that in the month of May is the time frame which she would start to consider up to 10 people inside of a church. 10 people. But, she said, that's all going to depend upon metrics. And when we get to different metrics about tracing and testing and isolation and so forth, then we'll have an application process. And the application process will require the church or anyone that's trying to open, but churches in this case, to go online, and they have to fill out a form, and they have to go through this whole process, and then they could get, quote, approved with a little badge. And the badge would then be placed on the outside of the church, indicating that that church has been approved by Maine to have 10 crumbs of people in their sanctuary, no matter how large their sanctuary is.
That sound a little bit like Nazi Germany, doesn't it?
A badge.
Wow.
They have to apply for a badge in order to have church service. This is Governor Janet Mills. This is the executive order. And if you violate this, it has a criminal penalty with up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine for violating the order.
Unbelievable.
So we filed a federal lawsuit against these unconstitutional orders. And during a press conference after we filed the lawsuit, you know, these people, they run to the mic every day at the same time. They love the medium. And she was asked about the case at the time. She says, well, we have not had a chance to see it yet. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, she said. But and they were asked, well, are you going to enforce it? She goes, well, yeah, we're going to enforce this. It's not a question of whether we're going to enforce it. We're pretty clear. If you violate this order, we're going to enforce it. Well, Pastor Ken Graves decided to open in-person services. You know, this is a pastor who I've known Ken for many years. He's an amazing pastor. He sounds like somebody from like Pirates of the Caribbean.
I know, his deep voice.
Deep voice. It's an amazing, resonating deep voice that he has.
But his faith is deep, and he obeys God before he obeys any governor.
He does, yeah.
That's what's powerful.
And the interesting thing is that Pastor Ken Graves, he worked with the governor for weeks, hoping that, you know, the 2 weeks would simply be gone, and then 2 weeks went into longer and longer, and hoping that they're going to actually listen to the pastors about how they can best participate in the reopening. And they continued to get pushed to the side. And so Pastor Ken Graves, he decided to contact us, and we filed a federal lawsuit. He actually said this, quote, it is the language chosen by our governor's order that reveals the Christian church is in fact being targeted and discriminated against. Our state government has told the church that it is non-essential. I disagree in the strongest terms. We are among the most essential things that must remain open. Wiser governments in the past actually looked to the churches to gather and pray and to pool their resources in times of crises. The government has told the church that it is irrelevant and that it offers nothing. I reject that. We are not irrelevant, and we have more to offer than our governor apparently realizes.
You know, he also said the government wrongly presumes to have the authority to violate our constitutionally guaranteed and God-given rights to freedom of religion and peaceful assembly.
Yeah, that's Pastor Ken Graves. Well, here's the thing. You know, people may gather, listen to this, people may gather in offices, liquor stores, super centers,
marijuana dispensaries,
and a list of other secular venues, but not churches. People may gather in secular or commercial parking lots, but not in churches. While people may gather in secular parking lots and listen to their pastor on the radio, they may not park in a church parking lot and listen to the pastor.
Control and discrimination.
Now, that is absolute discrimination. They can gather in all these places, no problem, not churches. They can gather in parking lots, no problem, but not churches. They can even go to these parking lots and they'll say, let's have all the people go to the Walmart, Home Depot, Kmart, Supercenter parking lot. Let's all park there on Sunday morning. And let's turn on the radio and our pastor is going to speak to us, but we'll all be together.
Right.
No problem. You can do that. But those same people in Maine, they can't do that in a parking lot. That is part of the church.
And many times it's the same people. They go to Walmart, they go to church. Well, what's the difference?
And all those people can get out of their cars and go into the supercenter.
Exactly.
But they can't get out of their cars and be socially distanced.
Discrimination.
In a church. So we filed a federal lawsuit. Now, we also have some good news from some cases, but they're still going on, by the way. Even in Kentucky, we got two decisions on a Saturday. Two consecutive Saturdays, 3-0 federal court of appeals decisions, the first of their kind in the nation. The first one granted our injunction to have parking lot services for the Maryville Baptist Church in Kentucky. The second one granted our injunction to have in-person services for the Maryville Baptist Church in Kentucky. And the decisions are excellent. They're well-written. And they're the first and only court of appeals decisions right now in the country on this issue. And they are cases that we've been working on. But we also have other cases of wins and victories that are happening around the country with regards to federal courts saying these governments, they've just overreached. Mm-hmm. They've literally discriminated against churches, and they've literally wiped them off the map. You know, the fact is that churches are essential. You know, these governors don't recognize them as essential. They recognize abortion clinics as essential. They recognize liquor stores as essential. So you kind of get an idea of their worldview and priorities. Churches are not essential. They don't even give them the opportunity to incorporate social distancing and hygiene into their worship services. These pastors do not want to put anybody at risk. Who would? No. But they also want to be able to minister to people. When churches are closed like this, there's individuals that, yeah, you can do some of that online, but a lot of it you can't do online. For example, feed someone or close someone, or you can't sit across maybe a table or in a room and look straight into the eyes of someone who's going through deep emotional stress.
I mean, envision for a moment if every city, every state, suddenly all the churches disappeared forever. What would that look like?
It would look terrible. And, you know, I have posted a number of things on social media with regards to, you know, an increase in suicide. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, there are now studies coming out already about a drastic increase in suicide. In fact, CBS, this is from CBS News. Here's the headline. Coronavirus pandemic may lead to 75,000 deaths of despair. From suicide, drug and alcohol abuse, a study finds. This is a recent study.
That's worse than any virus.
that's just from suicide.
Right.
And that's just an estimate. I think it's probably going to be even a little bit low, but 75,000 deaths from suicide.
Yeah, I've heard the hotline has increased like 300% for the suicide.
And in other cases, it's up to 800%. It depends upon what it is, you know, domestic violence and so forth. Now the church is more essential than ever. You can't just continue to say to the churches, shut your doors and stop your ministry and just be content with going online.
Right, and people that are losing their jobs, they need food, they need help. The church is essential.
The church is essential. So pray for our cases because we're fighting these all over America. Never thought we'd be litigating these kinds of cases, but here we are in 2020. Go to lc.org and also go to our special page, reopenchurch.org, reopenchurch.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.